Daddy, why is the sky blue?
Well, because Mother Nature wanted to match your pretty little eyes.
Nope, not even close. See, all colors have wavelengths that are diffused by oxygen and nitrogen. Since blue has the shortest wavelength, it's diffused up to 10 times more. So the human eye sees more of it than any other color. That's why the sky looks blue, Daddy.
Who in the world taught you that?
Mommy.
By sixth grade, too many girls lose interest in math and science. And in just a few short years, almost all of the jobs they'll want will depend on having these skills. So keep her interest alive any way you can.
Daddy, do you know why the concept of odd and even is a philosophical illusion?
Why don't you tell me?
For more information and ideas, visit www.girlsgotech.org. Remember, it's her future. Do the math. A public service message brought to you by Girl Scouts of the USA and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to the TalkStar Radio Network. For the finest and informative and interactive talk radio programming, it's the TalkStar Radio Network, available live via your local radio station and on the Internet at TalkStarRadio.com. Your feedback is important to us. Email us at TalkStarRadio.com.
And now, from Washington, the Inside Scoop. All the news the government does not want you to hear. Now, here's your host on the Inside Scoop, Mark Levine.
Good evening, America. Welcome to the Inside Scoop. Today is Tuesday, and every Tuesday on the Scoop, we call Debate Tuesday, because I like to bring on air someone with views quite different from my own. And my guest today has views about as different from my own as, there can be. His name is David Horowitz. And he is a prolific author of books, op-eds. He's been on television, talk radio. He currently controls two very strong right-wing websites, Newsmax.com and FrontPageMag.com. He's the head of the Center for the Study of Popular Culture. And I think he's pretty far right. Republican Party has raised a lot of money for him. He's also received about $1 million a year from right-wing foundations run by Olin Bradley and Richard Mellon Scaife. You may remember Mr. Scaife. He's the one who developed the Arkansas Project to try to bring Bill Clinton down by looking into his extramarital affairs. He's also raised money for Matt Drudge and is the author of a number of books, including Hating Whitey. Now, it's interesting because David Horowitz did not begin on the far right. In fact, he began on the far left. And I'm someone who's argued many times that I think the far left and far right have more in common than either group would like to admit. In fact, I would argue the biggest thing they have in common, unlike those of us in the middle, I consider myself somewhere between liberal and moderate, is that those on the far left and the far right see everything in black and white. They fail to see the nuances of gray that we, most of us, realize occur in everyday life, and they're prone to making fairly outrageous statements. And I can read to you some of the things that David Horowitz has said. He has blamed Democrats, and John Kerry in particular, for Americans being killed in Iraq. He has said that they're dying, Americans, because of Democratic criticism of Bush. He said that John Kerry was happy to have the communists win in Vietnam. And he's argued that we don't need slavery reparations, and that in itself, I think, is a legitimate argument. I think there are certainly non-racist reasons why you can be opposed to slavery reparations. But the reason he gives is interesting. The reason he says is because welfare benefits are already slavery reparations. He has made quite a journey, though, from the radical Black Panthers on the left to the radical right wing, and I'm having him on air to help explain that journey and to discuss with me really the issues of the day. Because as far as I'm concerned, the Republicans are on the ropes right now. This is really the top of their power, but I think Americans are just starting to realize, well, where they're coming from. You have, for example, totally apart from the most recent events, You have the fact that poverty has gone up every single year of the Bush administration, 01, 02, 03, 04. Guess what? Poverty went down every year of the Clinton administration, every year from 93 to 2000. So something's going wrong there. You have, of course, the Iraq War, where children of privilege are not fighting, but poor folks are fighting and dying. And Cindy Sheehan, more than any other, I think, has typified the fight in Iraq, the mother of Casey Sheehan, who died, the woman who has tried very hard to get George Bush just to explain to her what the war is about. David Horowitz has trashed Cindy Sheehan pretty badly as well. But I think, at the end of the day, the biggest thing that's really bringing to America's attention the problems of a Republican Party that thinks the government should stay out of our lives completely, not out of our private lives. Democrats want government out of our private lives. Republicans, as you know, want governments to control our private lives. But Republicans believe government shouldn't help us in our public life, should not help us to try to stop hurricanes, should not help us to try to get education or health care or Social Security or food or water. If Hurricane Katrina comes after you, the Republican line is you're on your own. We've seen that nowhere more clearly, in fact, than in the failures of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA. And I have to say, I'm sympathetic to FEMA. Believe it or not, I'm even sympathetic to Mike Brown, the head of FEMA, because as awful as he was, he didn't know what he was doing, and he was put there by George Bush. And in fact, he had to work with very few assets. Bush had very much made FEMA unimportant. He had taken away a lot of its funding, most of its funding. He certainly wouldn't give it funding to help the hurricane levees. And he put it through a bureaucratic nightmare in the Homeland Security Department. Actually, there's a reason why Bush will never fire anyone at FEMA. He won't, because they are his people. They are the people Bush meant to run it. FEMA is running no better or worse than Bush expected it to run. So no, I don't think anyone will be fired. But the point of Katrina is that I think Americans are coming to realize that there is a role for government, in particular the federal government. Louisiana and New Orleans can't handle the victims alone. They need help. They're going to other states. And there is a role for the federal government. And I think that, I think Americans are starting to realize that there is a role for the federal government. And so I think Katrina and Iraq and heavy oil prices and no accountability and secret government, and the destruction of the Bill of Rights, all of this are convincing Americans that, conservatism is not the way to go. When we come back, I hope to have David Horowitz to try to refute some of this, and your calls at 877-528-TALK. We'll be right back.
The most famous television documentary ever produced was Victory at Sea, which was as noted for the swelling musical score by Richard Rodgers as the amazing footage from World War II gathered from over 13,000 hours of footage from U.S., British, German, and Japanese navies. RetroTelevision.com offers you 26 episodes of Victory at Sea, stunningly reproduced on DVD for just $19.95. The original 26 episodes are presented uncut with every note of Richard Rodgers' original score for just $19.95. To take advantage of this offer, go online to www.retrotelevision.com. That's R-E-T-R-O, RetroTelevision, you've got to spell out television.com. Or go to TalkStarRadio.com to get your set of Victory at Sea episodes for just $19.95.
What do you think of when you see a Shriner? Their unique red hat? Their colorful parades? What about helping kids?
I think a lot of people think the Shriner guys have circuses and drive around in go-karts or whatever. But I don't think the nation quite gets it. You get it when you come here, though.
Shriners Hospitals provide children with some of the world's best orthopedic burn and spinal cord injury medical care, and they combine that care with progressive teaching and world-class research programs. Could it get any better? Actually, it does, because the Shriners provide their expert medical care to children totally without charge. Sure, the Shriners have a lot of fun, but helping kids is a part of that fun. There's a Shriners Hospital helping kids from this area. If you know a child they could help, call 1-800-237-5055 for more information. Shriners, having fun and helping kids.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. Very few leaders of the right wing, very few of the people who write the op-eds and the books and the websites and so forth from which Republicans get their talking points, very few of them will come on air and debate Democrats. They won't do it, I think, because they're afraid we will get the best of them in argument. If you call into Rush Limbaugh's show, you got to be a ditto head. You got to agree with Rush Limbaugh for him to put you on air. Otherwise, he's going to hang up on you. Same goes for Sean Hannity, Michael Savage, and all the others, Ann Coulter, Laura Ingraham. There's a reason why talk show hosts are 95% conservative. And that's because, well, they're the only ones hired by most radio stations who have similar political views. And there's a reason why they don't get much challenge on the air. Their screeners keep out people. One of the things I've been very proud of in the Inside Scoop is that I don't screen anybody. You want to call in, you want to challenge me, you want to disagree with me, I will give you time on this show. I will give you time as a caller, and I will also give you time here on Debate Tuesday. I have, as I said, invited David Horowitz on the show, and unfortunately, at the moment, he's not showing up. We scheduled this more than a week in advance. His secretary is looking for him. I assume, I hope, he's not showing up because of some glitch in his schedule and not because he fears debate with the likes of me. Maybe he heard the beginning of the show and is running and hiding. I don't know. But David Horowitz is not someone to hide from argument. Frankly, he's someone who causes argument. Some of his statements have been so outrageous that he's been accused of racism by none other than the Southern Poverty Law Center. So I was looking forward to going after him, and I still hope we can get a chance to talk with him. But until we get him on air, I will certainly take calls from you. 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. By the way, if you have a comment for me or for David Horowitz, if he indeed decides to show up, and I hope he does, you can post it on the website at www.radioinsidescoop.com. Let me go to the phones now. I've got Dave from Northern California. Dave, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Hey, Mark. Well, you'll be talking to him. I certainly will. Your debate with him will probably do just what needs to be done. But overall, the picture I'm seeing of this neocon government in the business of shifting as much wealth as possible to this little cartel at the top and taking whatever they can from, you know, basic support system for the poor and the working classes. I think that's what I see overall happening, and it troubles me. How does somebody of his intelligence come onto the program and try to defend that? Does he feel that decimating the working classes is a good thing, do you think?
Well, I will definitely ask him that question, and I do appreciate it. And when and if he comes, you know, maybe he's hiding from me, Dave. I don't know. When if he comes,
you're a scary guy, Mark.
You know, I think I'm actually a really nice guy, even if I'm a scary debater. I'll tell you, Dave, I think nowhere did it become more clear to the average American that this is a government that does not care enough for people in poverty than after Hurricane Katrina. I mean, the victims were overwhelmingly poor, overwhelmingly black, and while Bush fiddled, literally fiddled, I mean, the image is stunning, although I have to say, you can only see it on the blogs. I haven't seen it on the mainstream news. I hope it'll be shown on CNN or CBS. I think it's actually a pretty strong image to show the president literally picking a guitar as the levees fall, actually even the day after the levees fell in New Orleans. But I think the conservatives, and you, Dave, by the way, have been taking on Jim Greenfield, my fellow talk star radio host, though certainly not in any way with views similar to my own. You know what he says, Dave. He says basically it's everyone's out for themselves, that you're on your own, that if you're poor and you're sick, well, maybe you should just die and, you know, leave room for other people who are better off. And frankly, we can depend entirely on the private charity, on the the goodness of rich people to let the poor survive. And, of course, I'm just not seeing that true. I do see a lot of generous Americans helping out with Hurricane Katrina. But even with all the charity, as much as I welcome it, it's probably up to 500 million by now. It's not even close to the $10 billion at least that is going to be necessary by the federal government to help the victims of Katrina. So I think that's what he'd say, but I'll tell you, I promise I will ask him that question when and if he shows up on the program. And if he doesn't show up today, I'm going to insist that he come back another time and take on these questions.
Well, you know, Jim clearly is not a humanist, Jim Greenfield.
No,
he's
I wouldn't.
One who believes it's every man for himself, as you pointed out
right
there. And so he certainly feels that's true of politicians. Grab as much as you can for
right
yourself and to hell with everybody else.
And what's interesting about that cynicism is that he seems to think that all politicians are on the take and therefore none of them can be trusted and therefore I guess it's kind of okay. I have never felt all politicians are on the take. I think a good number of them are. I think too many of them are. There's no question that people like Tom DeLay are. But I've even mentioned Republicans I find honest, like John McCain. Don't get me wrong, I disagree with a lot of his views, but I find him to be an honest man. There are honest Republicans. There are certainly honest Democrats. But for Jim, I guess everyone is selfish, and therefore he can't even understand how people might give of themselves to help people like the hurricane victims.
Very accurate, I think. I think you've got him assessed correctly, Mark. Still no word on your guy, huh?
No, we'll keep searching for him. His secretary promised me that he was going to be on the show. We scheduled it more than a week ago. We rechecked with the secretary again today, and something's going on. I don't know what it is, but I don't know. I think he's hiding from me. We'll find out. Thanks for your call, Dave.
Have
I appreciate
it.
We're going to take a break. Hopefully, during the break, we will be able to get David Horowitz on the line to answer some of these very tough charges that I'm putting against him. If you want to call in, the toll-free number is 877-528-TALK. We'll be right back after this.
How would you like to work less, spend more time with your family, and make more money than you have ever dreamed of? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful children and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about EasyBiz23.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month, and now she earns $16,000 a month. Tori says before she started her own business, she worked 10 hours a day in a high-pressure job. She wore out her car commuting back and forth to work. Now she makes over $100,000 a year in her pajamas. Go online to find out more at EasyBiz23.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's www.EasyBiz23.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to EasyBiz23.com. That's EasyBiz, the number 23.com.
Hi, my name is Aaron, and I'm a survivor of mannequinism. Mannequinism is basically when you turn into a hard plastic shell. This is from not being politically active. For me, it started when I didn't register to vote. And then I stopped volunteering, and before I knew it, I wasn't doing anything. And that's when I found a small patch of plastic on my right shoulder.
Protect yourself from mannequinism. Log on to fightmannequinism.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
When you're weary.
In times of trouble, in times of crisis, the American Red Cross is there, providing shelter, a warm meal, a helping hand. Victims of disasters need your help now. Your support for the American Red Cross Disaster Relief Fund makes help possible. Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or visit redcross.org today.
Over troubled water, I will lay me down.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. We have tried very hard to get David Horowitz on the air. His secretary has apologized to my producer and said that something happened and she can't figure out what, but we'll have to get him on another day. And I'm going to insist that he does come back and debate me because I think that there are some important issues here he has to address. I apologize to you, but not going to let that take down the show. We've got a lot of other things to talk about. One of the main things I want to talk about, and frankly this gives me the time to do it, is I want to talk about Pat Robertson and specifically about how FEMA is helping to direct money to Pat Robertson. Now, What is FEMA? FEMA, of course, is the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the one I've been somewhat critical of. I think actually others have been even more critical of it. FEMA was, under Bill Clinton, of course, a almost cabinet-level agency. It had a large amount of resources, and it believed, under Clinton, that it should prevent natural disasters before they occur. FEMA, under Bush, was changed. It became part of the Department of Homeland Security, and its mission to prevent, to prepare for disasters went by the wayside. FEMA, in fact, announced in July that they would only work after disasters, not before disasters. But that's not what this is about. What I want to talk about is FEMA is, of course, the place where every American is looking, every American in need, I should say, is looking for answers. It is the central agency, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, looking to help the survivors of the flood of New Orleans. And also, Americans looking to help are also looking to FEMA. Why? Well, as you, I'm sure, can imagine, there are hundreds of thousands of Americans who are of goodwill and want to help out the victims of Hurricane Katrina. And I think that's wonderful. I think it shows really truth to the American spirit, that we are a nation that looks out for each other. We don't believe in the selfishness of, my fellow Talk Star radio host, Jim Greenfield. We actually do look out for each other. And so, but a lot of Americans don't know what charity to give to. They don't know where is the money going to. If you were to go on the web and just look for a charity, there's fear, and I think it's an important and understandable fear, that there might be charlatans around. There might be people who would take your money and just spend it on themselves. You got to be very careful about that. And so I think a lot of Americans are turning to places like FEMA and the FEMA website to find out what charities to give to. Now, FEMA, until it was criticized for this, FEMA on its English-speaking website, as late as last Saturday, listed only three charities to whom cash donations should be given. There were a number of other charities where you could donate clothing or food or other things. They listed only three charities to which cash donations could be given. The first was the Red Cross. No one disputes the good work the Red Cross does. The last was Second Harvest Food Bank. Again, anyone who's ever given food, my synagogue has been involved in a lot of food relief efforts to the poor, knows of the good work of that group. And the second is Operation Blessing. What is Operation Blessing? Operation Blessing is entirely a shell organization where the money goes to Pat Robertson. He controls every bit of that organization, runs it, his family runs it, they run the board of directors. The money is going to him. And Pat Robertson has already gotten $25 million in your taxpayer money. That's right. Did you know when you paid taxes, a little bit of it went to Pat Robertson? So I think it's fair to ask, since Pat Robertson is getting taxpayer aid, and since the government is designating Pat Robertson as one of the three charities to give funds, along with such respected organizations as the Red Cross and the Second Harvest Food Bank, what is he doing with the money? Well, in 1994, Pat Robertson's group, Operation Blessing, raised tens of millions of dollars to help the Rwandan genocide victims. Certainly a very important cause, and he sent out ads all across the world. Help out Rwandan genocide victims and receive tens of millions of dollars. And where did that money go? The money went to Pat Robertson's diamond mine. Did you know he had a diamond mine? He's got diamond mines, he's got gold mines. Oh, but it gets worse, folks. His diamond mines and his gold mines are part of a deal where he gives a hefty percentage of money to the Liberian government, and more specifically to former dictator Charles Taylor. And who is Charles Taylor? Charles Taylor is a dictator of Liberia, far worse than Saddam Hussein, who made a practice of killing men and women so that he could draft their children as orphans into his army. Now, this is undisputable, folks. I'm not making this up. It sounds too awful to be believed. This is a guy, frankly, who I consider more brutal than Saddam Hussein, a vicious dictator, killing people and forcing their children to serve him in the army. And yet Pat Robertson is making a deal with diamond mines and gold mines with him. And guess what? Every single bit of the money given for genocide victims, for Rwanda, every bit save one small portion went to help Robertson's diamond mine. And now our government, now FEMA, is putting down Pat Robertson's organization as a place where you should send your money. And ordinary Americans are sending more money to help this vicious, evil person. And yes, I consider Pat Robertson vicious and evil for consulting with the likes of Charles Taylor. More on this when we come back, 877-528-TALK.
This is Newsbreak. National Guard General Michael Fleming says more forces are being deployed to New Orleans as water is pumped out of the flooded city. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says there's nothing to criticism that the deployment of soldiers to Iraq hindered the Pentagon's ability to respond to Hurricane Katrina. General Richard Myers, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says the Department of Defense was prepared for the storm and responded appropriately. Emergency management officials estimate it'll take at least 24 days to pump water out of the eastern area of New Orleans, while it could take more than 80 days in other sections and parishes around the city. On Wall Street, the Dow rose 142 points to close at 10,589. NASDAQ climbed 26 to 2167. You'll find a link to a list of Hurricane Katrina relief resources and more news at usaradio.com.
Do you know your credit score? You should, because staying on top of your credit could help save you thousands of dollars. You can now get your credit score and credit report at freecreditreport.com.
I go online and in seconds I get my credit report and credit score free. I can even print it right off my computer.
Staying on top of my credit helped me save a lot of money.
Get your free credit report and score when you sign up for a 30-day credit monitoring trial at freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com. Do you know your credit score? You should, because staying on top of your credit could help save you thousands of dollars. You can now get your credit score and credit report at freecreditreport.com.
I go online and in seconds I get my credit report and credit score free. I can even print it right off my computer.
Staying on top of my credit helped me save a lot of money.
Get your free credit report and score when you sign up for a 30-day credit monitoring trial at freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
I'm Terry Graydon with our daily update from the People's Pharmacy on the TalkStar Radio Network. Women who consume large amounts of red meat or dairy products may increase their risk of heart disease. Investigators followed 29,000 Iowan women for 15 years. Those who ate the most steak and cheese had a 40% higher risk of dying from heart disease compared to women with the lowest intake. Those who ate the most beans, nuts, peanut butter, and tofu lowered their risk of death from heart disease by 30%.
Brush your teeth to protect your health. A new study demonstrates that people who have periodontal disease have thickened carotid arteries. There have been numerous studies linking gum disease and heart problems, but this is the first research linking specific periodontal bacteria to arterial thickening in the neck. This is Joe Graydon and the People's Pharmacy on the TalkStar Radio Network.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Have you ever wondered who profits from disaster? I mean, who really rakes it in? Makes a lot of money, has a better life because thousands of Americans are probably dead now in New Orleans and hundreds of thousands are displaced and millions of Americans are affected by the government's colossal failure to help prevent and to help protect the victims of Hurricane Katrina. You ever wonder who makes a lot of money from it? I mean, you know who helped in 9/11. Halliburton did quite well, and Halliburton's doing quite well in New Orleans. The government's hiring them for massive contracts. But also, profiting nicely, raking in the grubby dough, and really enjoying the money on the backs of the victims is Pat Robertson. That's right, his organization was one of only three listed by FEMA to where you should send your donations. The other two were the eminently respectable Red Cross and the Second Harvest Food Bank. Now, you may know only Pat Robertson as that wacko right-wing fundamentalist so-called Christian who ran for president and gets a lot of support from George Bush and from many fundamentalist Christians. You may have well heard about his call to assassinate the elected president of Venezuela, Hugo Chavez. In fact, we're doing a whole show on that tomorrow. But what you might not realize is how much of your taxpayer money is already going to Pat Robertson. $25 million in your taxes has already gone to his organization, an organization that has shown how well it can handle money. When it raised money for the victims of Rwandan genocide, the great majority of it went to the diamond mines and gold mines that Pat Robertson has and shares the profits from with a brutal dictator in Liberia, Charles Taylor, that I just talked about. Now, Operation Blessing, Pat Robertson controls it all. He's still on the board. His family still controls it. And until Saturday, the FEMA website listed only those three organizations as to where you should send the money. Now, other organizations like the secular group, Mercy Corps, which, by the way, if you want to give money to help the victims of Katrina, it's a very good one, M-E-R-C-Y-C-O-R-P-S, or AmeriCares is another one, that these secular organizations weren't on the list. And when you're not on the list, you raise a lot less money. It's very simple. You're not on the FEMA-approved list. You raise a lot less money. And guess what? The administration did manage, in the wake of all the criticism, and by the way, FEMA has refused to answer any questions about this. Their public spokesman has been called again and again and again. She won't answer questions, and the White House keeps pushing people on, saying, we won't answer questions. FEMA will, and then FEMA won't. They did remove it from the website last Saturday. But guess what? On the Spanish-language one, it's still there. They haven't removed it from the Spanish language one. I guess they think we're too stupid, we Anglos, to look at the Spanish site. We won't notice that it's trying to trick Latinos to give millions of dollars to Pat Robertson. I have a link to that Spanish website right there on my website, RadioInsideScoop.com. Check it out now because I hope and expect that eventually it will be removed from the FEMA website and then they'll deny it was ever there. So check it out now while it is still there. And I have to tell you something. Some Democrats were just as bad. There were Democrats who took the FEMA-approved charitable groups, and they posted it in their websites because they thought if FEMA approved it, these were legitimate charities. And so some of in the Democratic Party have done the same error, and they're colossally wrong to do that. But I have to tell you, not as wrong as FEMA for first putting it there. How do these things happen? How does it happen that a big supporter of the president like Pat Robertson, someone who coddles dictators, someone who takes money from genocide victims and puts them into his gold and diamond mines, how does he get on the list for FEMA? I'm not sure. I hope someone gets to the bottom of it, but I'll tell you this. Pat Robertson is certainly someone to profit from others' misery. And he's the same one who's arguing, in fact, that hurricanes and so forth are God's retribution. Well, maybe he does speak to God. I don't know. But if he does, apparently God killed thousands of people just to enrich Pat Robertson. And if he did, I'll tell you something, that's no God that I or any decent person would worship. Let me go to the phone lines. The toll-free number is 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. Gordon from Michigan, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
So where's this punk Horowitz?
You know, that's a great question. I've been my producer's been IMing here. Apparently, his secretary has tried all his different cell phone numbers, his wife's cell phone, his personal cell is off. We made this arrangement more than a week ago, and his secretary says he rarely misses radio appointments. So I'm going to hold him to coming on another time. I have no answer for you, Gordon. I wish I did.
Well, I wanted to ask him. I wanted him to tell me how Bush is strong on defense. I mean, we've just shown the world that our response system to an emergency is broken.
Yeah.
And George Bush seems to think he has an indefinite timeline on being able to fix the machine. And basically, isn't this, if they believe there's a war on terror going on, don't they understand that this is probably a window of opportunity for the people who would do us ill? And, what are our coastal cities, all of our coastal cities, really more vulnerable at this point in time?
Well, according to Bush, the head of FEMA, Mike Brown, who Bush calls Brownie, isn't that sweet? Brownie's doing a good job, Gordon.
People. That's right. He did say that, didn't he?
Yes, he did. All those people that you see, all those homes that you see that are underwater, all those thousands of people that are dead, the hundreds of thousands displaced, the people who've lost their children and pets and lives. Brownie's doing a good job, Gordon. I don't know. Whatever you're seeing on the TV must just be liberal propaganda. I'm sure those people aren't really suffering. It's all just a plot.
You know, I don't think any of these people who think that they've have, you know, everything's going so well, they've probably never gone without food and water for 4 days. That's probably what they have to do to qualify to have any kind of sympathy for what's going on.
They probably haven't gone without food and water for 14 hours, much less 4 days. You know, it's interesting to me that the president really did not want to leave his vacation in Crawford, even after the levee broke. You know, he was busy raising money, you know, picking that banjo. And, one thing I find very interesting in all of this is the fight between Bush and Louisiana Governor Blanco, because he's trying to nationalize her National Guard, and she's saying, no way. You have messed up everything. Every time, and by the way, one of the best things, and I think you said you saw it, Gordon, when we talked about this Sunday, I read the transcript of the Meet the Press interview with Mr. Broussard, the head of the parish. Louisiana counties are called parishes, and it's the parish that's right next to New Orleans.
Jefferson Parish.
And Jefferson Parish, that's right. And he was basically in tears on air. I think you mentioned that to me. But he was talking about how private organizations would come and give tons of water, and FEMA would turn them away. And they would bring, food, and FEMA would turn them away. They'd bring gasoline.
He said that they cut his commo lines.
They actually cut his communications lines, that's right, until he got a National Guardsman to reconnected the lines. The National Guardsman stood over it with orders to shoot to kill anyone that would break that communication, including members of FEMA. How you like that? We have a civil war already in this country between the state of Louisiana, who's trying desperately to help victims that, frankly, it's too much for one state to handle. That's why they're in Texas and Alabama and Mississippi and Arkansas, against FEMA, who's trying to get it all organized. I'll tell you one quick story, Gordon, then we have to take a break. In Washington, D.C., which obviously I know well since I'm here, the local city government was trying to reach out to help the victims of Katrina. They set aside the D.C. Armory, which is a defense site that's rarely used. They put aside 400 beds. They are all, I've seen the pictures. The beds are newly made with food and water, and there's doctors, and everything is sitting there at the D.C. Armory. They came down to New Orleans. They didn't ask permission of the government. They went down to New Orleans to try to airlift some people to D.C. The plane was there. The private plane was there. The bus was there to drive them to the plane. And just today, FEMA said, no, D.C., you can't take these victims out. You have to wait until we work out a plan. So the District of Columbia government said, well, what's your plan for these people? And they said, well, we haven't worked it out yet, but we'll let you know when it happens. Stay tuned. So it's now been 1 day, I think it's now been 2 days, since D.C., the District of Columbia, tried with its limited resources to help at least 400 victims of Katrina while the federal government shut it down. Gordon, hang on the line for me. We got to take another break. If you want to call in, the toll-free number is 877-528-TALK. We'll be right back after this.
Sleepless nights, agonizing days. Don't let the stress of heavy credit card debt ruin your life or the ability for you to get a good job. Take action. Call Debt Relief of America. They are professional, proven debt negotiators that work for you to get credit card companies to eliminate 50 to 60% of your credit card debt. Credit card companies make it hard for the average American to get out of debt. High interest rates and late fees keep you in a never-ending cycle of debt prison. Debt Relief of America helps you break free by wiping out up to 60% of your credit card debt using secret programs most credit card companies don't want you to know about.
I was buried in debt with no way of knowing how I was going to get out. DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
Call now for your free debt relief consultation. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. Call 800-509-5495. 800-509-5495. One call could literally save you thousands of dollars. Not available in all states. 800-509-5495. 495, 800-509-5495.
I know you've heard me talk about Margie Garrison, the arthritis lady, but have I told you about the time she was thrown out of an arthritis convention for telling the truth that most arthritis sufferers attending that convention didn't need the expensive and maybe dangerous drugs and treatments they were being sold? Man alive, did they hustle her out of there pronto? This might not work for absolutely everybody, but if you get Mrs. Garrison's program and give it a try for a year and it doesn't end up ending most of your pain, ask for your money back. Look it up for yourself online at healthstarproducts.com. That's H-E-A-L-T-H, healthstarproducts.com. See what the doctors are saying about Mrs. Garrison's program and if this works for you or a member of your family.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. Today is Debate Tuesday, and I'm afraid I'm debating with myself. I was going to have David Horowitz on the air, a prolific and far-right-wing author and books, editorials, comment to TV and talk radio. He didn't show, but we've just rescheduled with his secretary. He will be on the air a week from Sunday, which is good. He'll get the San Diego audience as well. And we're going to hash it out then. So at least it will be rescheduled. I apologize for that. In the meantime, I'm talking about whatever you want to talk about, mostly dealing with Hurricane Katrina and the surprising way that our federal government is helping to push Americans to give private charitable funds directly to the pockets of Pat Robertson. They took down the site in English that did this, but the Spanish site, it's still up there. FEMA in Espanol, just click on my website. You don't have to read Spanish to see. There's only three organizations listed at the top part, the part where you're supposed to give cash donations. Apparently, Pat Robertson doesn't want you to give food or clothing. Those can go to some of the organizations below. But if you're going to give cash, give to the Red Cross, the Second Harvest Food Bank, or to Operation Blessing, Pat Robertson's private fiefdom, from which he's made hundreds of millions of dollars. I still got Gordon on the air. Gordon, I didn't give you a chance to talk. The floor is yours. Go ahead.
You know, the Republicans, they come across with this idea that the war in Iraq has no effect on what happened in New Orleans. They don't want to say that, the $200 billion plus dollars that they've drained out of the U.S. economy. It had no effect on the fact that they couldn't come up with $300 million to shore up that levy. But they seem to, in one aspect, they just want to say, well, we have this massive war on terror. But on the other end, they don't seem to grasp what that large war on terror is about. It's not about military incursion. It's not, these Islamo-fascists that they create in their heads. There's going to be a large army that's going to take over the Middle East, which actually is probably just a ragtag bunch of Al-Qaeda. We don't even know what their number is, but this war on terror is actually an economic war of attrition, which, they're probably trying to stretch this over a decade or so. And so you got like $200 billion here, and now what's the price tag on New Orleans? I've heard for anywhere from $26 million to $160
billion,
Yes. Pardon me?
Yes, billion. At first you said million. Yes,
yeah,
it's billion.
So as we incur these debts, as we become more of a debtor nation, we become more and more vulnerable economically, and that's what the real war on terror is about. I mean, didn't they symbolically go after the Twin Towers?
Destroy our economy, and yet we are now more owned by two nations, by the way, great nations, Saudi Arabia and China, own more of the United States than ever before. We are the largest debtor nation in the world, and the irony is that there are, of course, Islamo-fascists around. There are people who are of the Islamic religion who very much want to kill us, and guess what? Their movement is growing, and has been growing leaps and bounds ever since we invaded Iraq. Whereas most Islamic countries and theorists and thinkers condemned the attack on September 11th, and most of the Arab countries understood and even supported our going into Afghanistan, once we went into Iraq, we made it clear that we were making this into, as George Bush called it, wrongfully, a crusade, a religious war. What better way to... So here we have a government that is causing our enemies to become stronger. It's causing our economy to become weaker. It's causing more American citizens to die. Thousands. I fear, Gordon, that many more Americans will be proved to have been killed in the last couple weeks because of the flood in New Orleans than even were killed on September 11th. A greater crisis, a greater catastrophe than September 11th has occurred. And the irony about all of this is I remember back in the elections in 2003, 2004, when Howard Dean was running for president, and he said the war in Iraq makes us less safe. And he was attacked viciously as if he'd, I don't know, as if he'd called the president Hitler or something. How dare he say that the war makes us less safe? And yet it does. There's no question about it. We are less safe. We are poor. We are less free. We are less democratic. We are less everything because of our government's actions. And like I said, I can't wait to take on David Horowitz with some of these things.
Well, our military forces, in fact, call Iraq a haven for terrorists. And, you know, we have created that haven for them. And
right.
Like what you just said is just perfectly true. I can't deny any of it. And, you know, and I'm thinking we need leadership to make corrections. Well, I see this as a window of, you know, this crisis in New Orleans, our enemies must see this as a window of opportunity.
Yeah, I fear that.
And yet our leadership thinks they have all the time in the world to dick around with this and try to cover their ass.
Yeah, I fear that. I fear another attack coming any moment. Sometimes I think the president, now I don't want to say this because people are going to attack me for it. I'm not going to say welcomes an attack, but let's just say Karl Rove, I think, believes that if another terrorist attack occurs, that Americans will rally around the president as they did on September 11th, and politically it will help him. And sometimes I wonder if that's why he's not protecting our chemical and nuclear plants the way he should. Not that he's actually going to bomb a chemical plant. I don't go that far. But I do think that he is negligent about these catastrophes, maybe because he thinks that Americans will defend the president, because that's what happened on September 11th. I hope that's not the case.
That is the scary part of this, in that they probably think that they can still dupe the American public into thinking that they are strong in defense. And that is where the American people have to stand up and say, we have to protect our nation now.
I think people need to recognize that the weakest party on defense is the Republican Party, that the weakest president on defense ever is George W. Bush. George W. Bush has weakened America more than any president, I don't venture to say, in American history. Has taken us from military readiness to catastrophe. We'll be right back. If you want to call in, 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255.
Are saying about your morning with Jim Harrington and friends.
Hello, this is Dr. Evil. I'm listening to Your Morning with Jim Harrington and Friends on my very evil radio. Okay, just somebody give me a freaking break here. I don't understand the jokes.
Well, Austin gets them. Your Morning with Jim Harrington and Friends, Monday through Friday, right here.
6 to 10 Eastern Time on the Talkstar Radio Network.
If you've got kids, chances are sooner or later you're going to need dental help. And when you do, I hope you'll remember 1995dental.com. 1995dental.com tells you how to save about 50% on braces for your kids, similar savings on other services. Because this isn't insurance, there is no waiting period, no exclusion, no claim forms to fill out. You get instant savings from tens of thousands of dentists coast to coast. Unlike a lot of insurance policies, this discount program covers cosmetic dentistry, bonding, and cleaning. For the individual, it's $11.95 a month. But for the entire family, everyone who lives under your roof, regardless of age or relationship, it's $19.95 a month. Hence our name, 1995dental.com. Type in the numbers 1995, then the word dental.com. 1995dental.com will save you.
Why can't I get a monkey? Why can't you catch a whale with a worm?
Dad, can we go to the moon on vacation?
If you think it's tough answering these questions, imagine the ones you'll get if your child is diagnosed with cancer. CureSearch.org is a website that can help. It connects you to the doctors and scientists whose collaborative research has turned childhood cancer from a nearly incurable disease to one with an overall cure rate of 78%. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. We've got just a few minutes left. By the way, I am completely not exaggerating about Pat Robertson, and I will post some of the links, not just about FEMA giving him money, which is right there already on my website, but some of the links showing that 10% of his gold mine and diamond mine was going to go to the really awful, vicious dictator, Charles Taylor, and how the money that was supposed to go to Rwandan genocide victims ended up helping Robertson's gold and diamond mines. Again, I understand there are disgusting people all over the world. Pat Robertson is one of them, people who cavort with dictators. It's not just people on the right. Cynthia McKinney on the left cavorted with the same Charles Taylor. I condemn her for that, and I always have. But when our government chooses out of three charities, the Red Cross, the Second Harvest Food Bank, long respected, honorable charities, and throws in there Pat Robertson's sham organization, we've got a real problem. We've got a real problem in this country. It's interesting. Congress is back now. Recess is over. And they were starting to get back to business as usual. You know what was first on the agenda of the new Congress? Repealing the estate tax. Making sure that if you inherit $100 million, you get to keep it without paying taxes at the same time as poverty is rising, median incomes are falling, and people are struggling. You know what? I don't think it's going to work. I think Hurricane Katrina has shown us not just that we need government, but that poverty still exists in America. You know, for those of you that can hear this broadcast, whether on the radio or particularly if you're listening on the internet, if you have access to the internet, you know, you may not see poverty, but it exists. And nowhere did that become more clear than when the floodwaters rose up and poor people had to try to escape with their lives. They didn't have the cars. They didn't have a place to go. Think about this for a moment. Our government ordered an evacuation of an entire city, more than 500,000 people, and didn't provide a place for them to go. Now, my relatives, and I have a lot of relatives in New Orleans, my family actually is from there 100 years ago. My family, I'm happy to say, for my own family, I've read now more than a dozen emails, and they're all over the place. They're in Mississippi, in Texas, in Florida, and they're safe, and I'm glad my family's safe. But my family had the means to get out, and they had a place to go. The people in New Orleans didn't. And I think the lesson of Katrina is not just that we need a government to help prevent disasters and prepare for disasters afterwards, but that poverty still exists in America. And that, yes, as much as we don't want to like to talk about it, the victims are mostly black. And I'm going to challenge David Horowitz when he comes on my show a week from Sunday, someone who doesn't feel we need any reparations for slavery. Why is it that black people are still disproportionately poor? And what do we as a country owe the descendants of slaves? Gordon's been hanging on this whole time, so Gordon, you got about 30 seconds left. Make your last point.
Yeah, the next time Bush goes on a lengthy Crawford vacation, stock up on canned goods and bottled water and perhaps get a generator.
That's good advice. That's good advice, Gordon. Thanks very much for calling in. I appreciate that.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Tomorrow, we're going to talk a little bit more about Pat Robertson. I've talked about him a lot, but as you probably have heard, he threatened to assassinate Hugo Chavez, the elected president of Venezuela. Do you know who Hugo Chavez is? Do you know why Robertson wants him dead? One of the reasons is because Hugo Chavez supports some of the more socialist programs that would help the poor in America. Now, you know, I'm of the believer, call me crazy, that Jesus actually cared about the poor. That Jesus said it's easier for a camel to go through an eye of a needle